Good morning. You are tuned in to the Saturday Splash here on 94.5 WGTK The Answer. And we are here with Patricia Whitener and Marie Hegler from Clemson Extension. And my name is Maddie Phillips from the Greenville Soil and Water Conservation District.
Hey, Maddie.
Hi.
So we're talking about getting outside today. The weather is nice here fall, and we want you guys to be outside as much as you can. So we're going to talk in this segment about Leave No Trace, which is a set of ethics developed to basically be good stewards of the earth and minimize our impact and leave as little impact as we can when we're out hiking, fishing, hunting. You know, doing your outdoor recreation is awesome, but, you know, we need to remember that when we're going outside and going to all these parks and going hiking and things like that, that we're stepping into somebody else's home. You know, all the wildlife lives in the forest where we're going camping. We make it our home temporarily, but they make it their home year round.
Right. And not only that, when I'm out there enjoying, a lot of times we'll take our dogs out there and we're enjoying this like moment of nature. There's nothing worse than looking around at this just God's beautiful creation and then seeing, you know, somebody's soda can or somebody's cigarette butt or something.
When you're trying to reconnect with nature, I mean, there is no place on earth that humans haven't impacted. So, you know, the goal is just to minimize our impact.
And I like when I walk with Patricia anywhere, it could be hiking or just in the parking lot, and she always picks up the trash. I'm like, what are you doing? And she's over there like in the bushes picking up trash, which I find
your waterways appreciate good. You.
Well, and yeah, so it's part of that. Thank you very much, Marie, for saying so. And I'm glad to know that efforts don't go unnoticed. And it's just one of those things that, you know, I was taught that as a child. That's one of the things that my family handed down to me and that hopefully I can hand down to other people, is that Leave No Trace is not about not only not leaving impact, but maybe leaving it better than the way you found it.
Oh, so that's how I grew up. Always leave a place cleaner than you found it. So just good ethics to instill. Yeah. So Leave No Trace is really a lifestyle. So there are 7 major ethics that you want to follow for Leave No Trace. The first is plan ahead and prepare. So know the regulations and special concerns for the area that you'll visit. Prepare for extreme weathers or hazards. Schedule your trip when it's not being used a lot, so in times of low use. Visit in small groups whenever possible. If you have to take a big group out into the woods, that's awesome. Split up into smaller groups. Use repackaged food and food containers so that you're not taking, you know, you go out in the woods and someone's eating their granola bar and they maybe even unintentionally, you know, you rip off the little corner and sometimes that falls out of your pocket. So just minimizing what you take there in the first place. And use a map and compass to eliminate the use of marking paint, rock cairns, or flagging. So really just knowing where you're going to be and what the conditions are. Step number one, figure out what you're going
to
do.
It was amazing to me, even at Sunblair, like when we talked about our state parks earlier, and I absolutely love and support our state park system here in South Carolina. It is just top-notch and fantastic. I got the opportunity to intern as a Clemson student with our state park system, and it was amazing to me how some people will go to a state park setting and just with absolutely zero preparedness. They've come there with their family to enjoy the beauty of, say, for example, Table Rock. And they've showed up and they don't have an idea of proper footwear. They haven't plan to bring sufficient water along.
I see that all the time. They hiking haven't... the trails in flip-flops.
Oh,
trying
yeah.
to find the water fountain. Well, guess what? It's a river.
We kind of get lulled into this idea of these state parks that do such a great job at providing us parking and safety and beautiful trail maintenance and picnic shelters. We don't realize we still are in a wild and scenic place.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So there is some personal responsibility that we have to take when we're going to be outdoors in a situation like that.
It's about safety, too, just knowing what you're getting yourself into. So the second ethic of Leave No Trace is dispose of waste properly. So this is a big one. Pack it in, pack it out. If you bring it in with you, make sure that you take it out with you. So that includes, if you're going camping, that includes your trash or your spilled foods, leftover foods, litter, anything like that you want to take with you. If you camp, I camp a lot. So I pee in the woods a lot. I'll just say that. I poop in the woods sometimes too, because that's what you have to do. So do you guys know the proper technique for pooping in the woods? Because people, I don't know, maybe people don't.
Well, it depends. If you are...
What do you mean by technique?
So the way to keep your waste out of the water,
okay,
you got to be 200 feet from a water source, from a trail, and from a camp. And you bet you want to dig a hole 6 to 8 inches deep, do your business, and cover the hole when you're done. And then there you go.
Just like a cat.
Just like a cat. Except you have a shovel.
Yes, or a trowel. Or a stick.
Yeah. But the point is keep it as far away from the water as you can.
Gotcha.
And then with your toilet paper, too, you pack it out. You take it with you. So just don't use it or don't use a lot. Hygiene products, too. Take them with you. So if you didn't bring it in, or I mean, if it wasn't there when you got there, then it shouldn't be there when you leave.
Now, you can buy the recycled biodegradable TP that when you go camping or hiking, and some people do choose to bury that as well.
Yeah, and you can get special paper that'll break down pretty quickly and biodegrade. So that's cool. And then when you're doing dishes, they have this really good camp soap. So it's specific for camps and for being outside.
Phosphate free.
Yeah. So if it gets into the water or, if an animal comes up on it, it won't be toxic to them. So get some camp soap and then make sure
soap is toxic for water and animals.
A lot of phosphates and a lot of degreasers that you can find in soaps, when they get into the waterway, they can build up and they can be pollutants. Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, just keeping when you're doing dishes, too, make sure you dispose of that water 200 feet away from a stream or a lake. And you kind of scatter. It's kind of, I love doing dishes out in the woods because I like to scatter the water. Or when you brush your teeth, you don't want to pour it all in one spot. You want to, spread it out and just basically take your bucket and I can't demonstrate here because you can't see me, but I'm doing it. I'm spreading my bucket.
She's doing it. She's but got the fun. Arm movements.
But it's fun.
Yeah, and this is all backcountry techniques. Most people aren't going to be backcountry camping. We do like to do that, so there's a little bit. Those leave no trace principles are essential in that. But you can utilize this even when you're car camping or when you're camping with your family at a state park that has a bathhouse, that has water, that has electrical hookups at your campsite. There are still things that you need to definitely keep in mind leave no trace principles. And I know that the park staff surely appreciates you, too, taking responsibility for your trash and your refuse and your campsite.
Another thing, maybe people don't think about this one, but another ethic of Leave No Trace is leave what you find. So this includes rocks, plants, especially things like historical artifacts. Like if you find an arrowhead or you find, a cave drawing or something, you're supposed to leave all of that stuff there. Just you can look, but don't touch and don't take it home.
Yeah, and this applies not only to cultural artifacts, but it even applies to just river rock or even picking flowers from the rhododendrons that you find along the pathway. That's technically illegal in the state park system.
Yeah, if everybody was to pick up a rock, think of how quickly all the rocks would disappear.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, even one rock, if we all picked up, if 500,000 people in Greenville County picked up a rock every time they went to the park, we'd have no rocks left.
Right.
Well, exactly. They would just be somewhere else. That's a big one. Leave it there. Take pictures if you want. That's a good way to remember it. But remember that leaf that you're taking home could have been.
Just Instagram it.
Yeah, Instagram it. There you go. Yeah, that leaf that you took home could have been part of someone else's home. So, but as you're out hiking, another ethic is to travel and camp on durable surfaces. So if you're out hiking, make sure you stay on the path.
Stay on the trail.
Set your campsite up in an established campsite. Or if you have to set it up in the grass or wherever, just minimize your impact. Don't be chopping down trees and cutting down the brush so you can build the perfect campsite. No, a good campsite is found, not made. And a good trail is found, not made. So, although we've made some really good trails. But
yeah, and that's for safety too. Staying on the trail not only minimizes your impact and the impact that you may have on wildlife and also on plant species that may be in the area, but it's also for your safety because snakes are really good at camouflaging. Getting off the trail, you're essentially taking your life into your own hands.
Yeah, that's one thing. If you stay on the trail, you are less likely to run into snakes. You're less likely to get poison ivy doesn't grow. I mean, nothing grows on the trail, really. I mean, some things grow, but a lot less grows on the trail because, our feet are walking over it all the time. So it's just a good way to stay safe.
Absolutely.
Off the trail. And then on that note, minimizing campfire impacts. That's another ethic of Leave No Trace. So when you're out cooking your food over the fire or just enjoying, I love to watch a fire. The colors are so beautiful. But you want to use an established fire ring if you can. Keep your fire small. And when you collect wood for that, you just want to collect what you can pick up off the ground. So you don't want to have to chop down a tree or cut off a branch. You just want to pick things up off of the ground.
Yeah, absolutely. And you also, especially if you're going to be in designated campgrounds and camping areas, know the rules. A lot of times they prohibit you bringing firewood from outside.
Oh yeah, buy it where you burn it.
Buy it where you burn it.
This is how we spread insects and different
pine beetles
and things like that.
Other things like that, right? Yeah, that can come in and affect the native trees that are there. So just be aware of the rules and regulations before you build. And then there are some areas that prohibit fire burning in certain times of year as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's right. And then we've got a couple other ethics. Respect wildlife is a big one. Two of them, respect wildlife and be considerate of other visitors. So those kind of go hand in hand. You know, with your wildlife, you want to observe it from a distance. You don't want to follow wildlife or approach wildlife. You want to get that picture, you know, but why not make the picture in your head and not risk damaging yourself or damaging the wildlife? And don't never feed the animals.
Never, ever, ever.
Even in the park. I mean, the more that we feed animals, the more they become resistant on humans for food and they lose their natural foraging abilities.
Yeah. And there's a saying in the park system, a fed bear is a dead bear, as mm-hmm. an example. And when these animals lose their fear of human beings and they begin to associate us with food, that a lot of times can be the death sentence for that animal, because mm-hmm. that animal will be considered a nuisance animal and then have to be disposed of or relocated.
Mm-hmm. And the last ethic, be considerate of other visitors. So just remember that you're out there to enjoy nature and so are other people. So be courteous. There's when you're walking on the trail, there's different ways that you should yield. So if you come up, let's see. Bikers have to yield to horses, and hikers have to yield to horses. Everyone yields to horses because they're big animals and they're easily spooked. Otherwise, bikers are supposed to yield to hikers. Although I always get out of the way because I don't want to get hit. Just remember,
good
other
manners.
People are out there to enjoy.
Good trail manners.
Yes. All right, you are listening to the Saturday Splash here on 94.5 WGTK The Answer.